Welcome to the Women in Tech Weekly Remix episode.
My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I.
To connect and collaborate with extraordinary women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
Hi, this is Marta Kobzavaita. I'm the founder of Ellongevity. Ellongevity is a consultancy company. We consult people on health optimization and investors in sourcing deals in longevity field. I also organize the monthly meetups of biohackers here in Vilnius, Lithuania. Yeah, so it's pretty recent. It was about half a year ago. I went to Riga, to Latvia, to the biohacking conference, and I met there a couple of people who were actually also from Lithuania, as I was, from Vilnius. And we started talking, and we were actually together came to this idea, why don't we do a biohacking meetup in Vilnius? Because I also spend a lot of time in London, and they also have this amazing biohacking meetup group there. And so everything just kind of, you know, dots connected. I said, well, they're doing this in London, and it's amazing. We can actually do something like that in Vilnius. And also my teammates, they were also thinking about this. So we just came together and we started doing it. And it's been great.
Yeah.
We attract a lot of people without even advertising it a lot.
Nice.
Actually, it's, you know, 70 people, 90 people show up every month. So I think, you know, we also try to discuss all the most hot topics, everything that is valuable that you can really, you know, do hands-on things. You can actually go and do something after the meetup.
What are some, like, if you could give us five tips, like biohacking tips, what are five tips? Maybe it's technologies, maybe it's ways of thinking. I mean, anything related to biohacking, what would they be?
Well, you know, I don't have like my own five strict tips what you have to do, but I think, you know, you have to focus on noticing what you do, what you eat, how you react to things more, because people don't really take care of themselves in that way, that they don't pay attention on those things. So I think, you know, start noticing first and then really make goals of what you want to do. Do you want to lose weight? Okay. Do you want to gain weight? Okay. But like, do it healthy. So, you know, the results are sustainable. Don't get carried away as well, because I see a lot of biohackers, unfortunately, that are taken away by numbers. They're so quantified themselves, and everything that is a little bit wrong is just absolutely, you know, throws them into negative state.
Oh, right.
I ate something wrong, and then now my day's ruined.
Right.
So don't get carried away. Just, you know, take it easy. So this is the, you know, I think the right approach.
Now, I sometimes meditate to the app Headspace, and it tracks how many days I meditate. Is that biohacking?
Definitely. It's mind hacking.
Yeah. That is.
Which is, yeah, it's biohacking.
So is biohacking essentially just tracking the success of your health, both physically and mentally?
I wouldn't call it just tracking.
Okay.
It's also improving and optimizing, definitely.
Okay.
But, you know, meditation, whatever you use, Headspace or whatever application is there, or not even application,
Know,
the binaural beats, for example, some people listen to that.
Yes.
It's also very, very effective.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just tracking and optimizing yourself. It's just really approach to
yourself. That's true too. I use Focus at Will to help me focus. Like, it's a certain music as well. Yeah. I just never thought of any of these things as biohacking. Biohacking sounds like such a scientific, sounds like there's supplements involved. It sounds like there's spreadsheets involved. So it's not necessarily that.
No, definitely not. I mean, if you're not a spreadsheet person, I'm not a spreadsheet person, you know? But some people are, which, you know, it's fine. But definitely there are even spirit hackers, which
what's like, a spirit hacker?
Oh, they work with energy. You know, it's not definitely a science.
Yeah.
But if it works for some people, why not? It's actually, you know, just make yourself believe that it's possible. And really, your vibe attracts your tribe. So
Your vibe attracts your tribe. That is cool. Say it again.
Yeah, your vibe attracts your tribe.
Hi, this is Lisa Moyle. I'm co-founder and director of strategy at VC Innovations. We are a disruptive media startup, and we work across what we would call the innovation industries, but primarily across financial services and fintech. And we're based in London, England.
Yeah, I think just talk to people and learn and listen. And for me, because I come from a financial services background, some people come into it from, you know, a purely tech side and they're like, yeah, I can do this. I'll use tech. I'll do it so much better. But I think you have to understand your industry, right? Whether that's financial services or, you know, the same would be true if you were going into retail or health. And I think, you know, there can be an arrogance to tech, like I can just solve this problem. But I think domain expertise, domain knowledge is crucial. Learn the regulation because eventually it will come and hit you in the ass if you don't. And just listen to people who have been in the industry for a long time. You may want to do things differently, which is the whole point. But, you know, take some time to learn from people who have been in the industry for a long time. You know, kind of learn who the key stakeholders are. Learn how the industry works. And then you can come in and probably solve problems much better.
And what insights would you give someone, an American specifically, looking to move from America and let's just say to London? What's a couple things you wish you knew that you know now?
Gosh, that's such a... I was just telling someone yesterday at FinTech Inn that when you first get to London, you're like, okay, well, you know, things look a little bit different, but, you know, we all speak English. It's not that much of a difference. And someone told me years ago, you'll think that in the first year, and then you'll be here for a few years, and you'll think, actually, this place doesn't make any sense. So, you know, like anywhere, you kind of have to take the time to figure out how things work, mm-hmm. right? Like what the drivers are, you know, what the kind of key people that you need to know are. So sometimes, you know, if you come as an English speaker, you'd think, yeah, no, it's all the same. I got it sorted. It's not the same. It's like if you go to any other country, you know, you mentioned Indonesia. If you go to Indonesia, you need to learn the lay of the land.
Yeah.
And I think the same is true if you're coming to set up in London or if you're coming to set up in Vilnius, wherever you go. And take some time and, like, you know, do your research.
And it's also the culture of communication.
Yep.
For instance, even tonight, I was calling a person by a nickname and I meant, like, no harm in it. And I was calling another American by a nickname. And one of my friends didn't know if I was being insulting. And I wasn't. But I stopped with the nickname because I understood that they were just being respectful to their friend, you know. And it was interesting. I was like, oh, wow. Like, in another culture, you don't even know when you're joking.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about, you know, some things just don't translate from one to the other.
Yeah.
It's like you said, sometimes you just have to take the time, listen, and learn. Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. Just like if you encounter someone who's from somewhere else in London or wherever, you know, in the US, you know, some of the things they say might be clunky or just seem a bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, you probably have a certain sympathy with them, right?
Because we've
been there. So it's just take the time, listen, learn. Don't just go in like, I know how to do everything better because where I come from, we do it like this.
Yeah.
And I think that's true, you know, if you're going to London or wherever you're going, take some time, listen, and learn.
It's funny, tonight one of the Lithuanians was saying he lived in San Francisco for 3 years. And he said the first advice he got from a venture capitalist when he got to San Francisco, he said, don't ask for permission, ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Like, that's such an American way of doing that, you know? And so, like, when I was in England a few months ago, I had to learn the dynamics of, it was hard.
Yeah, because it
was
seems
really
like
hard.
It should be easy, but then after a while you realize, okay, well, it's just a little bit different, like the way they communicate, the way you ask questions, you know, it's just a little bit different. And you still have to be like your authentic self, and most people will be fine with that. But, you know, my thing is always just take a little time to, like, stand back, listen, and learn.
Yeah.
And that serves you well in the long run.
This is Ekaterina Zvarykina. I'm founder of MeetMe. It's a biotech startup that specializes on mitochondrial health. We have an algorithm that gives you personalized recommendations based on your mitochondrial analysis. We're based in Moscow, Russia. to believe in myself more, because I think for women in tech, it's really important to believe in yourself. When I've been here in Baltic Sandbox, I think all the meetings, they were so different in comparison to just general startup meetings. For example, if somebody has a question to the audience, it's silent because women are so insecure about just if I will be stupid with this answer. They're always silent, and it's really great that we have this opportunity here to be more confident.
Where can people find out more and connect with you online?
For now, I have my personal page. And
do it. Share with everybody.
No, it's LinkedIn.
What is it? LinkedIn is fine. Yeah. And can you spell your name for everybody?
Yekaterina Zvorikina. Y K A T E R I N A Z V O R I K I N A.
And we'll include it in the show notes as well so you can all find her.
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So, in the program of Baltic Sandbox, is this your first accelerator that you've been a part of?
I've been in accelerators with different projects in Russia about genomics, but in Europe, it's my first time.
What's one thing about Baltic Sandbox that has been different than the other accelerators you've been a part of?
I think it's more like a family style. It's a really so untoxic. There is no competition. All the other startups are really nice. And we give a lot of advices to each other. And the mentors are really nice.
Definitely. What is your favorite tech tool, software, hardware, mobile app? Just one of them. A website. Could be productivity, something that you use all the time.
Actually, I think I use a lot of MATLAB. It's a technical thing for statistics.
MATLAB?
Yeah.
Is it an app or a website?
It's a tool for computer for programming.
MATLAB?
Yeah, for statistics, because I use it for my job. Or also, I do some designing for scientific papers. So I use a lot of Photoshop.
And if somebody wants to follow the steps that you've walked in to get to where you are today, like if they want to master statistics and really embrace the world of mathematics, what would you suggest that they do? Should they go outside of school? Is there certain books or resources that you've studied to help you get to where you are today?
I think it's Coursera. Of course, it's obvious.
Coursera.
Can
you tell us what Coursera is?
It's the website where you can find a lot of online courses from different universities. So just I found some courses in Russian because it's easier for me in programming, and I just ran through it. And of course, be curious, do some stuff that is really interesting to you. Try to code something that you really need, that you really like, because doing some real life use cases is really important. And you don't need to have a master's degree in programming to work in this field. And of course, you need it a lot.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Corey Jennings,
production and voiceover by Adam Carroll,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.